Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
David Cruz in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. In this year's Senate race in North Carolina, one of the key turning points was an attack ad run by incumbent Senator Elizabeth Dole. The ad accused her opponent, Kay Hagan, of taking funds from the Godless Americans PAC.
I'm Elizabeth Dole, and I approved this message.
A leader of the Godless Americans PAC recently held a secret fundraiser in Kay Hagan's honor.
There is no God to rely on. There was no Jesus.
We're taking under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, you're down with that.
We're down with that.
In God we trust, you're going to whip that off the money?
Yeah, we would.
Godless Americans and Kay Hagan. She hid from cameras, took godless money. What did Hagan promise in return?
There is no God.
Two notable things about this incident. First, even in a Bible Belt state like North Carolina, Dole's tactic actually backfired. Not only did Hagan win the race, but she got thousands and thousands of contributions within 48 hours after the first ad ran. And secondly, the Godless Americans PAC? Yes, indeed, the atheists have their own political action committee. And there's only one sign of what seems to be a surge of activism among atheists. Membership in associations of non-believers around the country are on the rise, and books calling faith a delusion have been bestsellers. Joining us now to discuss the rise of atheism are Annie Laurie Gaylor, she's co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and Ken Bronstein, who is president of the New York City Atheists. Ms. Gaylor and Mr. Bronstein, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning.
We also want to open up this segment to some of your calls. If you're a non-believer and you've gotten politically involved, tell us about it. Call 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Or you can also post to our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. Annie, tell us about your group, the Freedom From Religious Foundation.
Yeah, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is the largest national association of freethinkers, which encompasses atheists, agnostics, skeptics, whatever someone wants to call themselves. We all disbelieve in the same God. And we also are a watchdog for the separation of church and state. So our members are personally free from religion, and we work to keep the government free from religion, which is what is dictated by our secular and godless constitution.
You're also on a bit of a marketing kick now, aren't you? You've got
That's
up these
right.
billboards. Tell us about those.
We launched a billboard campaign last year, and we are placing billboards that say, imagine no religion, or beware of dogma, or we have one going up this season, Reasons Greetings. With our name and website and their...
What kind of reaction you gotten to that?
Well, we're getting very positive reaction from the billboards. Mostly we just hear from supporters. Mm. It's unusual because when we take lawsuits, we mostly hear from nut jobs, lots of violent emails. But with the billboards, it's mostly reaching the people that we want to reach, and we hope it's also provoking thought and that it's important that there should be some balance, not just religion, on the roadside, but something for the rest of us, because otherwise religion wins by default. If there's no other ideas out there, people just, you know, don't even know there are atheists. So we think that it's very important to have a higher profile.
Ken, what does your group do, New York City Atheists?
New York City Atheists, which is based in New York City, actually its primary service area is New York State, Connecticut, and New Jersey. But our membership actually includes people from around the world. And basically, we have lots of meetings. We have speaker groups. We have book clubs. We have brunches. We actually have three different cable shows that we show on a weekly basis. We have newsletters. We actually work in discrimination cases where people will call us and say they've had problems being an atheist, and we work on those. We have outreach.
Who are you trying to outreach to? If I'm a believer, how do you approach me and how do you recruit me to join your group?
Well, our objective is not to convert people. That's number one. Our primary objective also is the separation of church and state. We're not out to bash religion. We're not out to eliminate religion. We're primarily interested in the separation of church and state, and also to give a home for those people who are atheists, agnostics, and people who are searching the beliefs. So we have a community. We're also setting up a community.
I guess that Dole ad in North Carolina demonstrated how easy it is to kind of marginalize non-believers, no?
Well, there's no question. I mean, there have been studies and surveys by sociologists showing that today atheists are still at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to social acceptance of minorities, when they compare public views about gays, Muslims, blacks. We're just always at the bottom still, and it hasn't changed since the 1960s. But what has changed are the demographics. There's now 14% to 16% of the U.S. population who are not religious, and that's a tremendous growth, and that's a very sizable swing vote, a very sizable minority. And so that's why things are opening up. We were always censored in the past. When the foundation tried to buy billboards, we couldn't do it in the 2 decades before this. Hmm. When we tried to get our own radio show, we now have Free Thought Radio on Air America. We were censored in the past. So I think that society is becoming just a tad bit more accepting, but it was very discouraging to see how the ultimate gotcha would be to associate them with atheism.
Yeah.
I've seen a tremendous change in people coming out and announcing their atheism. One thing that we push very hard is what we call atheist pride. We're proud to be atheists, and I find more and more people, when I originally got involved in my organization a few years ago, almost nobody would allow their picture taken, the name, and say in our newsletters. Today, I have positively no problem in that area. We also do street tabling a lot, and we're finding hundreds of people are coming up to our tabling, and most of them, what they say, boy, I'm an atheist, I'm glad you're out there. So there's a sense of enthusiasm when people are atheists and people who are thinking and support us.
All right, David Cruz in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. We're talking with Annie Laurie Gaelic, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and Ken Bronstein, who's the president of New York City Atheists. We want to hear from you, certifiable or certified non-believers, at 212-433-9692. How marginalized did you feel during this most recent election? Let me ask you, Annie and Ken, it seems that, especially in the United States, there was this whole question of is Obama a Muslim? And he very forcefully made it clear that he is a man of faith. And, of course, George Bush made it clear that he is a man of faith. How hard is it for you to get involved politically in terms of supporting a candidate for president or something like that when both of those candidates are so distinctly Christian?
From the point of view of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, we are a 501c3 tax-exempt charity, so we cannot be political, just
right.
Like the churches are not supposed to be political, but we, unlike the churches, obey the law. But from a personal point of view, I mean, there's just no question that there was a religious test for public office, and a lot of people in the United States don't even know that that's prohibited.
Are those issues that you use to, is a candidate's faith or lack of faith something that you personally use to make your decision?
Well, I'm going to look at their how they come down on the issues, and if their religion, if they're a dogmatic Roman Catholic who opposes stem cell research, abortion, whatever, that's going to be a problem. There are a lot of liberal Catholics. I mean, there's nobody running for office today as an atheist.
Yeah.
There's only one identified non-believer in Congress, but that's going to change.
Who is that?
That's Peter Stack in
yes,
California.
From right. California.
Let me get a quick call in here, guys. Sansara is in Brooklyn. Sansara, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi. You have a question?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people think that the first question, I'm an atheist, the first question that comes up frequently is, if you don't believe in God, where do you get your morality from? And it's funny because most people, I grew up Christian, don't even have familiarity with what's in the Bible. It calls for stoning women, killing gays, raping and taking women as sex slaves in war. The Bible is very bloodthirsty. And I want to say that there's a much more profound basis for morality in confronting the world as it actually is, understanding it and seeking to transform it in liberating ways. And, you know, I also want to let people know that we're holding an event on this topic at NYU tonight. I'm speaking Away with All Gods,
all right,
Unchaining
Samsara,
the Mind and Radically Changing the World. It's morality.
Thanks for your call, Samsara.
God.
I got to move on, but we've got that details posted on our website. Real quick, Annie and Ken, before I let you go, what do you anticipate from an Obama administration? He's already said he wants to give more tax dollars to faith-based charities. I got about 30 seconds for each of you.
Well, that's what the public has to go after him on, the faith-based council that he said he wants to set up. He wants to continue what Bush created, which was so terribly controversial, you know, in 2001, and now it's as if it's okay. I think that in other respects, you know, he's going to lift the embargo with birth control internationally. He's going to do something about stem cell, but there's going to be a huge backlash, and the public is going to have to be very ardently in support of secularism, in support of anything he does that's secular. So
all right, Ken, I got about 15 seconds for you.
I was disappointed when he made the declaration of his support of faith-based initiatives, but he did one thing which I think is extremely important, which the Bush administration hasn't done. He said he's going to be monitoring religions for discrimination. That's a very serious problem. Well, they proselytize. They use the money for religious purposes and not for social services. That, I think, will cause a lot of religious groups maybe to be eliminated and not to take it. So that's
all right. I'm going to have to leave it there. Ann Laurie Gaylor is co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and Ken Bronstein is president of New York City Atheists. Thank you very much for being with us today. David Cruz in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. In a minute, we'll talk about gloom and doom, economically speaking.